Hello, this is Secretary of Financial Culture dictating an endoscopy report on Roxana Perez, date of birth 7/8/1984, date of procedure March 5th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Gulcher. Do you affirm? Physicians are Southwest Orlando Family Medicine. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold snare polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is nausea, vomiting, change in bowel habits with diarrhea, comma, abdominal pain, comma, anemia, comma, GERD. Description procedure and phone consent was the same period, possible complication procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of misinformation, such as movements, oral experience, the patient period. Patient is brought to the anesthesia suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care period, while lubricated lumbar sphincter, gastric opus, introduced into the esophagus, and advanced under direct vision. The second portion is one impaired. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb. Second portion is one stomach junction and esophagus period. Rest of was obtained at the cardioperitoneal section from the stomach before withdrawal. The scope period. The patient is then turned around in left lateral position. Created digital rectal exam. Storm period while lubricated. Lumpus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice. The cecal valve confluence of the fold period. Terminal line was also integrated in value period. Careful examination made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum period. Retrofocus is obtained in the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a this is a good prep period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was regular at 36 centimeters to the bay block. Next line, there was a sliding, small, approximately 1 to 2 centimeter hiatal hernia. Next line, there was evidence of multiple gastric body polyps. Six of these that were greater than 1 centimeter were removed with cold snare. Polypectomy, comma, one was a little flatter than the rest, and this site did have some persistent oozing after cold snare polypectomy, and therefore a clip was deployed for good hemostasis. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for esophageal to rule out H. pylori. Next line, unremarkable duodenum to Z2 portion. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. The ampulla appeared normal. Next line, colonoscopy. Next line, the last 5 centimeters of the terminal ileum appeared unremarkable. Biopsies that were obtained in the terminal ileum, comma, right, comma, transverse, comma, left colon to rule out any causes for diarrhea. And evaluate histology. Next line, there was evidence of moderate left-sided diverticulosis coli. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion, but were not bleeding. Next line, overall, the colon was spastic. And on the left side, there was evidence of narrowing due to the diverticulosis, common non-obstructing. Next line plan, follow up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy at 45 years old, pending path and sooner if needed. Next line, if patient is found to be iron deficient, on labs would recommend pill cam endoscopy for further evaluation of anemia. Next line, recommend total cessation of marijuana. Next line, may benefit from gastric emptying study for further evaluation. Next line, follow-up and offices previously scheduled. Next line, A prescription was sent over for Zofran, 4 milligrams. BID, comma, PRN, nausea and vomiting. Thank you.